This is the Radio Broadcast podcast, and this time around we're previewing some of the highlights of the 12th and 13th and 14th of March. The full Radio Broadcast schedule is at avfestival.co.uk. And taking us through the night on the 12th of March will be Over the Edge and Riding Railroads, and following that another train theme with Other Minds, World Ear Project, and they're at the US Naval Supply Centre with some amazing freight train sounds. Following that, some old shipping forecasts and Joe Carter with Harbour Symphony. And then part three of Su Cow with Chris Watson, made specially for us, his recording of the Borneo Rainforest. And that's at dawn chorus time, 5 to 6 in the morning, UK time. In the morning, we'll have, just after 8:45 UK time, Venerable Mahinda with guided meditation on metta and mindfulness of breathing. And then a dub selection, Daniela Cascella with Day 12 of Le Pont Mirabeau by Apollinaire. And then later on in the day, we've got part two of John Cage and Morton Feldman in conversation at 11 a.m. At noon, a Radio Broadcast Presents, where through the month, Radio Broadcast is making selections of themed music that fit the as slow as possible subject, either in an obvious or more ethereal way. And this is Sounds from the Ether. And here is a section of it called Art After Death, Volume 2. And it's a conversation with Eve Klein by way of a medium.
He's actually, he's bringing in somebody here who's like not really quite earthly in the sense of being way taller than a normal spirit. I see them once in a while, I don't see them that often. I just call some of these people angels because they tend to operate differently than regular people. I mean, you have humans and then you have other, you know, just like they're finding the universe as life on other planets, and visitors from other planets. That we have visitors from other dimensions too who are different. He tells me on the spirit side that he's realizing his debt, okay? He's talking about being influenced by Leonardo da Vinci. I don't know if he wrote about that.
Just after 1 p.m, the Art Angel Long Player conversation from 2005, along conversation of tag teaming between different artists and creatives. And from 2:31 p.m. to 8:31 p.m, Jem Finer has recorded us a 6-hour excerpt of Long Player for Radio Broadcast. In the evening, just after 8:30, John Cage speaks to Richard Kostelanitz, and Richard Kostelanitz has bronchitis in this case and is whispering the entire interview, and it's very creepy. At 9 p.m, Andrew Sharpley has made the second of two great pieces for Radio Broadcast, and this one is called Red Herring.
Oh, can I have a small haddock and chips, please?
Yeah, wrap top all open.
Wrap. Yeah,
a few years ago, I accidentally stumbled on some websites on the internet dedicated to the study of fish communication. Lots of audio examples. I downloaded an hour and a half of it. The sounds these fish made sounded exactly like the more glitchy abstract computer music made on laptops, or some of the early modern 1950s computer works from Bell Laboratories. The academics who had made and analysed all these recordings of fish had attempted, as scientists do, to classify the sounds into various groups. What I liked about this classification system was that, understanding little of what fish hear, let alone communicate, the academics were reduced to a refreshingly earthy and unscientific naming system. Sounds were classified as grunts or groans, thumps, burps, clicks, squeals, unidentified fart-like sounds, tapping, purring, honks, alarm-like sounds, rattle-like clicks, and so on. As taxonomies go, it was attractively approximate. Really, the scientists understood no more about what the fish were trying to communicate than I did, or even about how fish produce or hear sounds. It was all about establishing taxonomies based around groups or types or subtle differences within generic patterns that can then be isolated and named as subcategories. And it's the same, I think, with electronic music. Once you've heard a basic pattern, you know that for the next hour or so, nothing much will change. Be it dubstep, grime, purple whale, sub blow, 8-bar, escabeat, two-step, new dark swing, new shape. As long as the fish is in the tank or the electronic musician is on stage behaving the expected way, making the right kind of noise, everything's fine. If the fish does something wrong, unexpected, unfish-like, or the electronic musician does something non-generic, then a new category must be established and a new name must be found. This, you will be pleased to hear, is the sound a seahorse makes.
At 10 p.m, Eric Berger presents for Radio Broadcast, making a selection of three audio pieces. He chose that all deal with slowness as a way to focus and open your ears and let another voice or another world enter your body. Joel Eaton with EEG, talking all about his EEG experiments for Radio Broadcast, taking us through the night on the morning of the 13th of March, part two of Four Consecutive Steps Toward the Middle World for Radio Broadcast with Anna Ramos and Rock Jimene de Cesaris, recordings of bats. 12:30, Pre-Slav Literary School for Radio Broadcast. At 2 a.m, Do or DIY with People Like Us and Broken Music Part 1. At 4 a.m, David Sussman brings us The Slowness of Madame de T, made specially for us.
By slowing the course of their night, by dividing it into different stages, each separate from the next, Madame de T has succeeded in giving the small span of time accorded them the semblance of a marvelous little architecture, of a form. Imposing form on a period of time is what beauty demands, but so does memory, for what is formless cannot be grasped or committed to memory. Conceiving their encounter as a form was especially precious for them, since their night was to have no tomorrow and could be repeated only through recollection. There is a secret bond between slowness and memory, between speed and forgetting. Consider this utterly commonplace situation. A man is walking down the street. At a certain moment, he tries to recall something, but the recollection escapes him. Automatically, he slows down. Meanwhile, a person who wants to forget a disagreeable incident he has just lived through starts unconsciously to speed up his pace, as if he were trying to distance himself from a thing still too close to him in time. In existential mathematics, that experience takes the form of two basic equations. The degree of slowness is directly proportional to the intensity of memory. The degree of speed is directly proportional to the intensity of forgetting.
¶¶ Over the course of the morning, we have some Chris Watson, some nature recordings of dawn in the Ventana wilderness, Sangharakshita with the parable of the rain cloud, a Buddhist text, a dub selection, and then at 9 a.m, Gordon Monaghan with Erratum Addendum, a recording of an 8-channel sound installation for solo piano, for continuous playback. At noon on the 13th of March, a repeat of Mother in the Fridge with Felix Kubin for Radio Broadcast, followed by Language Removal Services and the Middle East Peace Process and Tony Coulter, another Radio Broadcast piece. Then just after 4, Irene Moon with Let's Talk Science, Human Evolution Part 2. At 5 p.m, Ed Pinsent from Sound Projector gives us Jap Mix for Radio Broadcast, in which he says all of these Japanese rock bands come from the late 1990s to early 2000s and were labelled as part of a psych garage movement of some sort. Unlike their immediate predecessors, the speed freak psychedelic bands like High Rose, Marble Sheep, White Heaven and others who appeared on the Tokyo Flashback compilations, these bands sang dirge-like songs and had incredibly slow drumming, along with their twangy reverbed guitars. 7 p.m, one of my highlights of the month, I have to say, are the Mines with Turkey Song.
This is Charles Amerikanian. You're about to hear a piece of music by Jim Nolman of San Francisco. Turkey Song is an interspecies music, a joint communication between three human beings and 300 tom turkeys. The recording you'll hear is an edited version of over 5 hours of tapes recorded at the Willie Bird Turkey Farm in the hills outside of Santa Rosa. The producer of this piece, Jim Nolman, has been experimenting with such musical communication with various animals for the last 3 years. Besides turkeys, he has found that the bobwhite, the kangaroo rat, the hummingbird, and the bullfrog all respond in definite patterns to certain types of human and instrumental sounds. But of all the animals, the most obviously receptive creature to audio stimulus is the tom or male turkey. Turkeys respond with a precise rhythmic gobble to any pitch above a certain register. The pitch is relative and is dependent upon the environmental noise already present. It thus becomes possible to devise extremely precise melodic and rhythmic patterns, and by accenting one note of the pattern by its loudness or pitch, the turkey will always respond in time.
Frog went a-courtin', he did ride a-huh, uh-huh. Frog went a-courtin', he did ride a-huh, uh-huh. Frog went a-courtin', he did ride a sword and pistol by his side, uh-huh, uh-huh. He did go to Missy Mouse's door, uh-huh, uh-huh. He went to Missy Mouse's door, uh-huh, uh-huh. He went to Missy Mouse's door, where'd been so many times before, uh-huh. Missy Mouse, are you within, uh-huh? Missy Mouse, are you within, uh-huh? Missy Mouse, are you within? Yes, kind sir, I sit and spin, uh-huh. Froggy got down on his knees, uh-huh. Froggy did get down upon his knees, uh-huh. Froggy got down upon his knees, said, Missy Mouse, will you marry me, uh-huh. I'll need my Uncle Ralph's consent, uh-huh. I will need my Uncle Ralph's consent, uh-huh.
After that, at 8 p.m. UK time, 13th of March, Cheese Snob Wendy with Fast Cheese's Flavourless for Radio Broadcast. Then just after 9 p.m, Cod Paste with People Like Us and Ergo Fizmiz with Hooked on Classics. Then at 10 p.m. UK time, another special made for us by Jared Bloom of Higanti Sound. Of March, taking us through the night, we've got some Leif Enger with Nine Beat Stretch, the Long Now Foundation with David Eagleman, Six Easy Steps to Avert the Collapse of Civilization, then the Best of the Night Air on ABC Radio National. Then at 5:14 a.m. For 2.5 hours, Dylan Niukis with an Athens Sunday morning walk with musical interludes based around slowness. Or fancy headphones for a country going down the tubes. Then we'll hear a repeat of Let's Talk Science Human Evolution Part 2 with Irene Moon at 8 a.m, Dave Soldier with Brainwave Music. A bit later on, just before 11 a.m, Blather Part 2 with Do or DIY, People Like Us. And just after 2 p.m, Tapeworm presents Stefan Goldman versus Finesse for Radio Broadcast. Thank you. 5 p.m, Ken's last ever radio extravaganza, Go at the Speed You'd Like to Go, and then Doug Horn with a piece made specially for us, Slow Radio 2, for Radio Broadcast, featuring, amongst others, Steve Reich, Language Removal Services, Bob Ostertag, Steve Heiss, John Cage, Brian Eno, Plunderphonics, Michael Snow, Gordon Monaghan, John Cage and Hakeem Bey, and Bill Laswell.
Language Removal Services on Slow Radio. On this episode, trying to figure out what to do with the concept of slow, I was inspired by someone suggesting to me that, as in fast food and slow food, slow music could be considered to be music that one appreciates the process of creating and producing rather than just the finished product. Fast food. They just want the product, not the cooking, not the preparing. So in this case, we're going to do that. We're going to deal with music that is about the process, not the product. And that began with Language Removal Services, who are all about process. That is, removing the words from songs and leaving only the grunts and groans and gasps and breathing. And we heard a few tracks of that. Coming up in the very near future, you'll be hearing Steve Reich, who is also very much about the process, but I'll talk about that a little bit later.
And then taking us through the rest of the evening is Andrew Sharpley with Slow, and Ergo Fismiz singing Gilbert and Sullivan for us with Eolanthe, and then Over the Edge with Word Receptacle. For the full playlist for Radio Broadcast, go to avfestival.co.uk.